It's time now for the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
There goes the last DJ.
Ann Litt is a DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica. She's back with us once again. Hi, Ann.
Hi, Jeremy. Great to be here.
Great to have you. And let's get right to some of the music that you wanted us to hear. This is the Danish singer-songwriter Agnes Obel with Mary. Very interesting, very almost cinematic. I could see that as the opening sequence for a movie or something.
Well, funnily enough, I interviewed her for KCRW, and that was my first question. Yeah. And she actually said no. She loved the fact that that, you know, first came to mind. But what she really did with the album, she told me, it's called Citizen of Glass, is she got the name first, and then she, it was a concept album, basically. She went with the name.
Hmm. And tell us more about her, Agnes Obel. And by the way, her name is spelled as if it were Agnes Obel, but she likes to say Agnes Obel.
Yes, well, she's Danish, and she lives in Berlin now, and we discussed Berlin, and what a creative community there is there in visual arts and music, and she's really embraced it and stayed there to make her music, and she really does it all on her own. She recorded and mixed this album by herself, and back to the Citizen of Glass, she actually read an article in a German magazine about surveillance, and they use the term Citizen of Glass, meaning that we are transparent and we can be seen. Everything can be seen.
All right, well, let's get to the next one. This is new music from Ryan Adams. This is To Be Without You.
So hard to be without you. Lying in the bed, you got so much to be without. Rattles in my head, that empty drum, no doubt. Everything you lose. Night is lonesome and is longer than before. Nothing really matters anymore.
Now, Ryan Adams told the British music site NME that this album is, quote, directly related to his recent divorce from actress Mandy Moore. He said it reflects what was going on inside me. What do you hear?
I hear the exact same thing. I hear devastation. In fact, I don't think Ryan has made this devastating of an album since Heartbreaker, which was a number of years ago. This is actually his 16th album. And I've had the pleasure, actually, of watching Ryan Adams. I spent my early years in music in North Carolina when he had a group there called Whiskey Town. We were from the same place. And I used to go see him all the time. And what I hear in him now is this embracing of the emotions and then wanting to share them in a very, very mature way.
Hmm. And this is his first album since covering Taylor Swift's 1989 album in 2015. What has he been doing?
Well, you know, he caught a lot of stuff for the album 1989, the Taylor Swift cover album you were talking about, but that was really happening sort of right when the whole divorce thing was happening, and now it seems that he's ready actually to address his feelings, and he's very open about it. That's what I love about Ryan Adams. He doesn't hold it back. He puts it all out there and is happy to talk about it.
And this song in particular sounds like it's from a previous era, in a way.
Yeah, it does have that. And maybe he's going back to a comfortable place in addition to putting himself out there. I have no idea, but that's what it feels like.
All right, well, up next, we have another American musician. This one mysteriously disappeared in the 70s. This is Connie Converse and Playboy of the Western World.
I knew a man once very long ago. They say that he was born in Buffalo, but I don't believe it. Buffalo was never sufficiently gilded and proud, and this man turned out to be the playboy of the Western world. Oh, he was elegant, past all dreaming. He made seeming seem like the real McCoy. All she could.
Okay, so I left people hanging there a little bit on Connie Converse. Why don't you tell us, first of all, the story of what happened with her?
Well, what happened was she was an incredibly precocious student from New Hampshire, really wanted to go to New York and be a writer. There she taught herself to play guitar. She did some writing. And so she started making some music. A couple of people recognized her talent. And she had sort of a glimmer of something when she appeared, or a glimmer of fame, I guess, when she appeared on, I think it was with Walter Cronkite on one of the morning shows. And next thing you know, she's moving to Ann Arbor, Michigan, where her brother was. Yeah, she right around, and she did that right in her late 30s, and then right around her 50th birthday, she got in her car and drove away, and nobody's ever heard from her again. Hmm. And I know, it's kind of amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, and this song that we're listening to was done when?
It was done back in the 50s. By the way, I have to give giant props to Howard Fishman from The New Yorker. I actually read about her back in November in The New Yorker. He, the writer, discovered her back in 2009, and I think he got together with some people. They've actually put out some of her music, and I do believe there's even more coming from her, but he became obsessed with her, and it's a beautiful piece in The New Yorker.
Have you gotten any reaction when you play her on the air in KCRW?
Yes. Here's the thing that gets me about her is, yes, we know her backstory, and this was recorded in the 50s, and she, you know, drove away and never to be seen again. But there's also something to me very modern about her. The reaction I'm getting is people want to know who this new singer-songwriter is, who's doing things in a retro way. But what she's talking about is super relevant now. And that's been the most surprising thing to me about Connie Converse.
All right, well, we have time for one more, and this is the Cuban singer Daime Arocena. This is Mambo Nama. Tell us about this one.
Well, she's from Cuba, and she started studying music at the age of 9, classical music. And she, as a young girl, was singing Giles Peterson. You know Giles Peterson from the BBC? A really wonderful DJ.
Yes, in fact,
producer.
He did a DJ session.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, yeah. My gosh. I'll have to go check out what he picked. So Giles Peterson, he started working on this series called Havana Cultura, and he went to Cuba and actually heard her. And at the time, from what I read, she was too young even to participate, but he was blown away by her voice. So when he went back to do the Havana Cultura kind of remix, he introduced her and her Cuban music heritage to electronic music. And now she collaborated with an L.A. artist called Dexter Story, who has recorded a lot of East African music. Miguel Atwood Ferguson, who is a legendary in Los Angeles, too, did all the string arrangements for this album. So it's got a distinctly American meets Afropop meets Cuban legacy meets really the modern world.
And right now is such an interesting time in Cuba because of how much change there is at the moment. Do you hear a lot of music coming out of Cuba right now?
Well, I think we're starting to. That's one of the things that I think has put this record on everybody's radar right now, is that now that there's this sort of new open relationship with Cuba, a lot of these artists, whom I'm guessing have been there singing, we're going to hear a ton more coming out of Cuba. This is just scratching the surface.
Ann Litt, DJ at KCRW. Ann, thanks as always.
Thanks, Jeremy.
And you can hear all our DJ session picks on our Spotify playlist. Just go to Spotify and search for NPR Here and Now. We're also on Apple Music or at hereandnow.org.